Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Queen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mel Queen. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Waitkus moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustine hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Scheffing reaches second base with a double. Nicholson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Pirates. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Queen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Claude Passeau now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Kiner moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth is walked intentionally. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 0 for 1 in the game. Queen hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to third. Waitkus moves to second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard strikes out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Queen. Johnson moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. Cox moves to second. Two outs. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 0 for 2 in the game. Queen hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Waitkus goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Pirates. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell bunts towards first. Waitka scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Rickard moves to second. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 3 in the game. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gustin moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Cox reaches second base with a double. Rickard scores. Gustin scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 6-2, Pirates. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bloodworth is walked intentionally. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-2, Pirates. Al Lyons pinch hits for Mel Queen. Al Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tiny Bonham now pitching. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Don Johnson. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Claude Passo. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Carpenter now pitching. Peanuts Lowry now playing second base. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cox hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman now playing third base. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 4 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.